Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines. Presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
Call third strike. Josh Hader stays perfect on the season, and the Astros take 2 out of 3 from the White Sox. As Hader closes the door, he is 18 for 18 in saves, and the Astros win it 4-3. This is not your 2024 White Sox team, Blubber. That's a nice series win after losing a series in Chicago.
It was nice winning the next two games. This is still a bad White Sox team. Todd Callis on the call, Space City Home Network. Last night, Astros win 4-3, as Todd said right there. They are now 8 games over .500. They're 4.5 games up in the AL West. So from that standpoint, a good night last night. The bad news is we now await the news on Isak Paredes' left hamstring. In the seventh inning, he pulled his hammy. They had to take him out of the game. Here was Joe Espada with the diagnosis after the game.
Left hamstring right now. We'll know more tomorrow. But it's a left hamstring. Yeah, he said, you know, hey, I'm playing tomorrow, Joe. I'm like, dude, let's check you out tomorrow and see how you feel. But the strength was fine, so we'll know how he feels tomorrow. But he still just came off the field, adrenaline. So we'll know more tomorrow once he wakes up, and we'll check him out.
I think Joe Espada had the appropriate amount of gravitas at Isak Paredes' suggestion that he felt good enough to play tomorrow. Like, hey, buddy, let's just see. It's a hamstring. Let's see how this feels when you wake up in the morning. As you pointed out, Seth, sometimes these things happen, and you wake up, you go, wow, I did not have that big patch of purple skin on the back of my leg when I woke up this morning.
Right. Yeah. There's also, like, I could go through the whole spectrum of what a hamstring could or could not be. I don't want to freak anybody out. Nah, screw it. I'll freak them out. Like, sometimes a hamstring is the actual tendon.
Yeah.
And that's when there's three hamstrings, or there's three separate hamstring attachments at either end of the hamstring. And like, sometimes you can, if you hurt one of those tendons, it can feel like no big deal at first because two of them are operating. So that's the extreme version, is if you feel all right, but then it turns out there's actual tendon damage. And then if it's the muscle or whatever like that, again, it can feel all right at first, but then the swelling picks up, so you just don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully it is just a minor strain. Hopefully they're using the utmost caution, just like with CJ Stroud's shoulder tightness, but we just don't know what this these are the two things we don't know. We don't know exactly how bad Paredes' hamstring is.
Yep.
And we don't know like what's going to happen with Jimmy Ward.
We don't know either.
Those are the two big unknowns in Houston sports right now.
Stay tuned to Sports Radio 610 all day long for your Hammy and Jimmy updates. Yes.
And three, we don't know exactly what Kevin Durant is thinking.
We don't know. We don't know that either.
Those are the three things we don't know or have any answers to.
Yep. Stay tuned here for your Hammy, Jimmy, and Slim Reaper updates. Yes. Let's do it.
It's Big Radio coming up next.
That's right. Minnesota coming to town this weekend for a series. We'll talk more about Isak Paredes, what that could mean as we roll on through the show here today. As Seth mentioned, Jimmy Ward, we talked about him in the previous segment. The latest is his arrest 5:30 a.m. on Thursday morning was a result of he's accused right now of assault, strangulation, and threatening his fiance at their home in Magnolia. He exited the Montgomery County Jail sometime yesterday. It looked like late morning, maybe early afternoon. Now, he got into a Mercedes car in the passenger side and drove off. Seth and I were wondering, speculating, was it maybe an Uber Black that he got into the passenger seat? Thank you to the texters who pointed out this part about the video that it escaped my brain. I'm getting very forgetful lately. Jimmy Ward did rip his shirt off before getting into the car. He got into the car shirtless.
Yeah.
Probably not something you would do getting into either the back seat or the front seat of an Uber, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so, it is hot in Texas.
Not that I actually thought it was an Uber or anything, but you asked the question about who was picking him up, and I thought about all the vast array of possibilities.
Am wondering who picked him up at the jail. You know, that's I'm curious. I'm just genuinely curious who it was. All right, so that's the latest on that is that's all we know. Those are what the accusations are. It's a third degree felony. We've not gotten any feedback from Jimmy Ward's side on this, whether through a statement or from a lawyer that I know of or anything like that. The Texans have put out a statement, but it's very short, and they're gathering information right now. So that's where we are with Jimmy Ward. Someone asked on the text page, hey, because we had said this was the first arrest the Texans have had in a few years. Didn't Deshaun Watson, they didn't use his name. They used something about massages on here, but didn't Deshaun Watson get arrested? Deshaun Watson never got arrested. They looked into criminal accusation. They looked into the criminal side of it.
Face a grand jury. The grand jury didn't find reasons to indict.
To indict or arrest. So it was civil lawsuits with him. Continuing with headlines, Antonio Brown. We got to get to this. Antonio Brown wanted for attempted murder.
Yeah.
There was an incident that went viral. If you're on social media, you may have seen it a few weeks back. It happened in Miami at a boxing event, and there was a melee in the street at this boxing event that involved Antonio Brown. He was getting beat up. He had jewelry on. That was the story at the time. Now there's a warrant for his arrest for attempted murder in connected with that incident, with him, the allegations of him shooting a firearm in that incident.
And it's interesting. If you've seen the videos, you have to watch through a few times to figure out generally like what the hell
is
going on.
It's absolute chaos.
The story is, and I could see this being the case, you know, who knows exactly what this, you know, what actually happened. But if Antonio Brown was in some kind of a melee, he claims he was jumped. He fights off his attacker or attackers, but then at some point he's accused of grabbing a gun from a security guard. After the fight, or at least after they'd been separated, he grabs the gun and then allegedly goes after the guy. And you can hear in one of these videos a couple shots being fired.
Yeah.
That's when everybody's kind of laughing and joking, and then all of a sudden shots are fired, and it's, you know, scatter drill. So allegedly he grabbed the gun from the security guard, fired shots at the guy, one of the guys that he'd been in the fracas with, and that's where the alleged... The guy, it's one of the curious things says... One of the complainant says that a bullet might have grazed his neck.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I don't know.
You think you would know, right?
I guess maybe if there's, because it could be a scratch on his neck.
That's true. Yeah.
And he thinks that it might have been a bullet. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the melee that led up to it is utter chaos. Like, Antonio Brown is getting jumped by guys in this video. It's wild.
Without knowing what happens, this falls into the category of, oh, yeah, I could see this happening.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's Antonio Brown. It's like, if he got jumped and Antonio Brown is a little loco, as we know.
Yeah.
And everything's heightened and he's just like, that's it. I got to go get this guy.
Yeah.
In the heat of the moment. Just freaking out. The
Antonio Brown's
attorney in this instance has to know two things. One, you're not going to get paid.
Yeah,
you get collect your fees in advance.
Yeah,
because Antonio Brown has a
your lawyer
notoriously
fees.
Does not pay.
He does
his
not
bills.
Like paying people. Yeah, the bills. Right.
And two, you cannot put him on the stand. Unless you're going for insanity.
Do.
If you're going for insanity, put him on the stand. But other than that, you cannot put him on the stand.
Yeah, yeah. Keep in mind, this is a guy who was dropping furniture off a balcony, like a 15-story balcony that was just missing people down below.
It almost hit a child. Yeah,
exactly. All right, Payne and Pendergast, those are your headlines today on a Friday here. All right, Nick Caserio was on with us yesterday. Had some good stuff to say about C.J. Stroud. Talked about C.J. Stroud. A lot of people talking about the control he may now have or should have in this offense at the line of scrimmage. We'll get to that. An update on Christian Harris as well from Nick Caserio. So we'll get to all that as we head into the 7 o'clock hour. Stay there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.